Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting second. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Norm Miller. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hector Torres. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Billingham. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Jack Billingham. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Marv Stahel. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Coco LeBoy. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Stoneman. And now, play ball. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger. Davis reaches second base with a double. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. It's 1-0, Astros. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. It's 2-0, Astros. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Menke moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it and throws to third for the out. Miller scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 3-0, Astros. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stahel for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Billingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billingham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fairley moves to second. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres misplays the ball. That's an error on Torres. Fairley moves to third. Ferry moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fairley tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Astros. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ferry moves to third. LaBoy moves to second. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Expos 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Menke takes first base on ball 4. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rader is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale is 0-for-1 in the game. Stale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Billingham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Expos 1. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Billingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billingham is 0-for-1 in the game. Billingham is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fairley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Astros. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ferry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0-for-1 in the game. LaBoy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Expos 2. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pepitone takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cline pinch hits for Bill Stoneman. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale is 0-for-2 in the game. Stale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Stale moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stale moves to third. Gosger moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive towards first. Pepitone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 2. The Astros will come to bat. John Strohmeyer now pitching. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres strikes out. Two outs. Jack Billingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billingham is 0 for 2 in the game. Billingham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Ferry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0 for 2 in the game. LaBoy strikes out. 2 outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bateman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 2. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Strohmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 2 in the game. Wine is called out on strikes. 1 out. Mac Jones pinch hits for John Strohmeyer. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Jones reaches second base with a double. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stahel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to third. 2 outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 2. The Astros will come to bat. Mac Jones now playing left field. Jim Ferry now playing center field. Mike Wagoner now pitching. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Menke hits a line drive towards short. Wine catches it and throws to first to double up Miller. 2 outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Ferry hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 2. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive towards third. LaBoy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 3 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wagoner, and towards Wine, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Billingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billingham is 0 for 3 in the game. Billingham hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0 for 3 in the game. LaBoy hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Sutherland pinch runs for John Bateman. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Bobby Wine. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 5, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.